The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hello everyone, it's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, Easy Organic Gardener welcome to each of you. I have a great show planned for you this hour. My guest is the enthusiastic and exuberant entrepreneur, Charlie Moore. He is the energy behind Crown Bees and crusader for pollination using solitary mason bees. Before I ask Charlie to join me, I want to make sure you receive a copy of the Arbico Organic Spring Natural Products for your organic home, garden, farm, livestock, and pets catalog. Included in this issue are traps, beneficial insects and organisms, biological fly control, natural insecticides, fertilizers, and much more. Here's how you receive a copy of the catalog. Go to www.arbico-organics.com, arbico-organics.com. You can place your order there online, or you can call us at 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and be on the lookout for sales and other special promotions there. And you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I'm going to tell you about my passionate guest, Charlie Moore. Charlie Moore is the essence of the word entrepreneur. He carves and invests his being into the dream of a better tomorrow, and with that has brought light and enthusiasm into companies that aim for that very same goal. Today, Charlie has many startups with a driving force of preserving the present to maintain the future. Simply put, sustainability. Alongside these projects is Crown Bees, a native solitary bee company with an edge on super pollination. What started as a 20-year hobby raising mason bees grew into business in 2008. And yes, they started in the garage. Today, their still small company has a dedicated team of like-minded staff, mentors, advisors, and dedicated volunteers. One thing that has not changed, however, is the vision to keep food on the table with alternative bees to supplement the troubled honeybee pollinators. The focus of Crown Bees is the solitary, gentle bee, which is easy to raise and outstanding at pollination. And now I would like to invite Charlie Moore to join me so we can all learn more about these amazing bees. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. How are you today?
That made me tear up. That was nice. Thank you.
Oh. Either that or you were falling asleep, right?
No, I loved it. It was beautiful. Thank you so much. It was really welcoming.
Well,
so how are you today?
I'm great, as always. I am excited to have you on the show with me because you are one in a bazillion people in that you care so much about what you're doing, and this whole situation with the bees is very serious, and it's not just bees, it's all pollinators, and, you know, let's get right down to business. Tell us about the bees, and why, and then why mason bees are so important. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, basically, my partner Dave, the founder of Crown Bees, he's, like you said, he's been studying these for over 20 years now, and he realized something that a lot of the other community didn't. And it's just that everyone's mind has been so focused on one type of bee, the honeybee. And the honeybee is great and plays its role, but we're learning more and more that it's the solitary bees that are the super pollinators. It's the way that they carry pollen. It's the weather conditions that they fly in. Every flower that they land on becomes pollinated, and it's a phenomenal process to see that these little pollinators that we can actually control population of, and as gentle as they are, it's not a hive mentality. They have nothing to defend. So all they're doing is, as long as you leave them alone and let them fly around, I mean, you could go right up to their house and just be as engaged as possible and watching what's going on. But at the same time, they're just doing so much impact for increasing food production and just increasing the environmental health and conditions. So.
Well, this is something that most people don't understand, is that the honeybee, which most of us think of, we've all been sort of brainwashed into thinking that the honeybees are the only bee and they're the guys that are doing all the pollination. And of course, in my business, since I rear insects, I let people know that it's not just the honeybee, it's lots of other insects that also pollinate, even houseflies pollinate. And so, you know, our biggest concern is that without the bees, we won't have pollination and then we won't have food. So, it is a pretty serious situation, and I'm so glad that we have people like yourself that are making a difference and enlightening all of us and educating us about the importance of pollination. And so let's talk a little bit about these other bees, these mason bees, and why are they such great pollinators? Why are they better in many ways than the honeybees?
So if we look at a comparison, let's just call it a side-to-side table chart. The way they collect pollen is one of the biggest ones. So a honeybee, what they do is they wet stack the pollen. So they grab the pollen from the flowers and they put it on their pollen sacks on their legs. And they basically beeline from the hive directly to that tree or to the field as to in which they're directed to, because they have to benefit the hive. It's not about their own self-sustainability, but it's for the hive mentality. So they're going directly to that source and coming back. And a lot of times they don't cross-pollinate, because they may just spend all their time on one tree collecting all the pollen, because they have to optimize their system. Whereas with the mason bee, a mason bee is a hairy bee, and it doesn't have any pollen packs to carry the pollen. So we call it just dry stacked pollen, where they fly into the flower, the pollen gets stuck all over them, and they go deep down inside always to get to the nectar, just to provide their self-sustenance as they're doing their work throughout the day. So every time that they land on a flower, pollen falls off, and then they pick up new pollen as they fly away and then land on another flower. And they keep bouncing back and forth, and they're indiscriminate as to where they're collecting the pollen, because, again, it's just that they're looking for a diversification of the pollen that they're collecting for their new brood.
So along with that, though, one of the things I was reading on your website is that you said, it was a quote from Dave Hunter, you said, and the quote says, 100 fruit trees require 20 to 30,000 honeybees for pollination. And with mason bees, we only need 400 bees to pollinate the same trees. Tell us about that, because that seems so amazing that we need so few in terms of the amount of bees, mason bees versus honeybees.
Yeah, all right. So when it comes down to this, again, it just comes down to the solitary mentality compared to the hive mentality. In the hive mentality, you know, you have that many bees in that field because you only have about 35-40% of the honeybees that are actually going out there collecting the pollen and the nectar, where the majority of the population is actually staying back to maintain the hive. Whereas the solitary bee is just flying out and just doing what it needs to for itself. The reason why you need so little is because the solitary bee has to always be moving. It only has a 6 to 8 week lifespan, and it has to maximize the amount of food it collects and as well as the nectar it collects for its own self-sufficiency to keep going, to live. Because, you know, if the weather is rainy, as an example, and say very rainy and cold, a honeybee has the opportunity to hunker down because it has a food source there to take off of, where a solitary bee doesn't have that luxury. So a solitary bee is always going out and pollinating regardless of the weather conditions. It's always flying. It's always landing on flowers. And that's the reason why you need so little to be able to have a larger effect than that of a much larger population of honeybees.
So, you know, this gets me so excited because there's so much opportunity here for our listeners, because I think so many people have been so confused about this issue. We're going to take a quick break. Those of you who are listening, don't go away. We've got so much more to talk about bees. And Charlie Moore is going to enlighten us so that we can go out and have a bee of a day. All right, don't go away. We're coming back.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. And with me this hour is bee lover Charlie Moore. He and his partner own Crown Bees, the place you can go to learn about and purchase solitary bees and how to use them in your gardens for pollination. Bees pollinate a third of our food supply, and by raising solitary mason bees, we can increase their population. It's a great way to supplement the stressed honeybee and sustain our future food supply. Welcome back, Charlie.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. Oh, my gosh, so much to talk about. And I do want to mention that website again. It's crownbees.com, C-R-O-W-N-B-E-E-S.com. This is a beautiful website, and for those of you who are listening, you might want to tune in now, and you can kind of peruse through. There's a lot of information there, and you can also buy some of the products that are sold there, including the bees and their houses. And I love your kits that you've got, by the way, Charlie. Those are so neat. We're going to sell those.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, no, we put a lot of emphasis and thought into the kits to ensure just success to the customer. You know, it's not – no one knows – you know, no one really knew that they could even raise native bees, let alone how. So we tried to bundle up all the hows into one just big bundle to make sure that everyone's happy and satisfied and see success in their backyard raising bees and see how easy it is.
It is easy, and these guys, they don't sting, which is the nicest thing about them. I mean, a lot of people are quite frightened. I mean, let's face it, the synthetic insecticide companies, well, pesticides in particular, they did a great job, amazing marketing job of frightening everybody about insects and spiders and mites.
Yes,
and so, incredible job. And so, you know, I mean, even my own coworkers, the other day someone was, oh, my God, there's a daddy long legs on the roof. It was on the ceiling, and it was in a light there, you know, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on. This is a daddy long legs. It's not harmful. But that's, you know, that's called brainwashing, and they did a good job. And our job is to unbrainwash because not all insects are bad, and certainly not all bees are bad. And, you know, people that are beekeepers will tell you, all types of bees, by the way, will tell you, no, you know, you have to be respectful around them. And but the mason bees, they're the guys that they just never bite. I mean, sting.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you can hold them in your hand. They'll land on you sometimes. Most people don't even realize they're bees because they're metallic blue. So as you see it, you know, it's just, again, programmed in our minds, you know, the yellow and black stripe as a bee. And most people don't even realize most of the time that they're getting stung by something anyway is not even a bee. It's one of the cousins of the bee that may look like a bee, which is, you know, generally the yellow jacket and such. But, you know, most of the times people are actually getting stung by stuff is not a bee at all. But, yeah, with these little guys, though, they're just phenomenal. They have a cool personality. It's you know, I don't want to sound like a crazy bee person, but they actually are. It's like almost more of a pet. And you interact with them, and they're engaged, and it creates just this beautiful, like, stress-free environment in your backyard. You know, you just see and watch nature, experience the time of nature, you know, rather than the time of a clock that we're so used to.
I'm right there with you. So let's talk about what the home gardener can gain from introducing our solitary bees when they put them in their backyards.
Absolutely.
How do they do it? What does it look like?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just real quick, too, if anyone out there has any questions or anything, I'm live on our Facebook page right now on Crown Bees, so they could just ask, and I'll have an answer to them just right in the comment box if anyone has any direct questions. But
perfect.
What can a backyard gardener do? So basically it's a matter of the bees, what I see, is a really nice first step to people towards building into sustainability. You know, once you start raising these bees, you can't spray your pesticides anymore, and you can't spray your weed killers anymore because you're going against the grain. Then the bees would die. So it's helping people just start understanding more about organic and starting to take the step towards learning about even diversification. And that's why I'm so happy to be talking to you right now because I mean we're so paralleled in our paths of what we're doing. That's key. Is the end all goal is just to make sure that people start creating diversified flora, plants native to that environment, but that are also specific that they attract other pollinators, the ones that you can't build control populations of. You know, at the end of the day, if you're going to be putting time and management into your gardens, why not optimize and increase the yield of your food production organically and through pollination with the bees?
Hear, hear. I like that idea.
So, and then, you know, that's it. Just being conscious. You know, we're all part of nature, and we're all personally responsible for our own touch of life every day. Why not optimize that? Why not create the natural habitat, giving it back, you know, giving it back to where it no longer exists because of the destruction of habitat. You know, what's to entice this little native bee that only has a 300-foot radius for food, by the way? You know, so if you put this in the middle of an acre backyard, it's only pretty much touching your property. And that's how micro-geographical these guys are to travel for food from their nest. So what's to entice this little native bee that no longer exists in your backyard because of habitat loss to fly from where their habitat is over the highway, over the strip mall, over the parking lot, over another highway to get to your backyard? You know, and it's not there. So by doing this, you're helping start seed a native population and providing the habitat for it to thrive in nature.
It's really interesting because I didn't think about the issue with lawns until I read the website. And I'd like you to take a little bit of time to tell us about this. You know, people think about lawns as something very pretty, and yet they're not really natural ecological formations. So tell us a little bit about that and why we need to rethink what we're doing in our front and backyards.
Okay, so you're totally going to get me shot answering this question. Because the green lawn, that, you know, it's been that American dream, that well-groomed, beautiful lawn. It's not sustainable. I hate to say it. It's as beautiful as it is, it's being well-groomed and managed. It's just not. It provides no sustenance to the land. It provides no diversification of biomatter and organics, and no habitat to nature. So as green as it is, it's actually relatively sterile, and it doesn't help your microenvironment of your property doing that. You want to let your, if you're going to grow a lawn, let your lawn grow at least 4 inches. This way the native flowers can start popping up. And then if you, even outside of that, you want to make sure that weeds are okay. Weeds are meant to be there. Those are your native flowers, you know? The little violets and the dandelions, even though technically the dandelions were brought here, let them grow. That is going to help provide habitat. And you'll start seeing insects coming around. And don't be squeamish by the insects. Be happy you see the insects. That means you're creating a healthy environment.
Absolutely. And so what I recommend, you can kind of have it both ways. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about bees with Charlie Moore. So don't go away. We're coming right back.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is Bee Enthusiast, Charlie Moore. He is a crusader for pollination. His company, Crown Bees, is the place you can go to learn about and purchase solitary bees and all the products to raise them for use in your garden and for pollination. It's a great way to supplement the stressed honeybee population and sustain our future and present food supply. Welcome back, Charlie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gosh, there's just so much to talk about. Let's just talk about how the difference between honeybee population pollinating in relation to the native solitary bees, and how are they different, I think it's probably a lot less expensive to do mason bees than it is to do honeybees, don't you think?
It is. It's a different level of role that the bees play. As far as if you want to just call it through the pollination campaign, we see honeybees more as pollen strippers. You know, their job is to optimize their collection to maximize the yield for their hive. Mason bee, it's a little different. It really comes down to that role and the time management as well for the human involvement to both the mason bees and the honeybees. You know, honeybees in peak season, you're going to be removing almost a frame a week to be able to provide space that the honeybees need to expand their population. A mason bee, you don't do anything. You just let them do their thing. The only involvement that you have to do is at the end of the season, you want to harvest your cocoons. And the reason you harvest the cocoons is, you harvest cocoons for a few reasons. One is you're going to provide a better control environment for your cocoons for your following season. you're giving them a better chance of survival, removing them away from, from predators, just from weather conditions. You're giving them consistency. Like, I have a perfect example up here in New York. 2 weeks ago, it was 70 degrees. Now we're back into the 30s. You know, buds are dying on trees. So by doing this and having your cocoons absolutely ready for when the real springtime is here, you're just giving them a better fighting chance and a better success. Another reason that you harvest the cocoons is to take away the chance of parasites and disease taking over the population. In much of the U.S., we have what's called a pollen mite. Well, they eat pollen. The problem is when you have all these cocoons in a long hole, well, the pollen mite gets in there and they will destroy an entire hole because they have nowhere to go. So they're just eating through these cocoons. In the wild, and everyone's like, well, don't pollen mites exist in the wild? Yes, they do. But the way mason bees lay their eggs in the wild is they're not getting a perfect 6-inch hole to lay all of their eggs. They may get a little crevice here on a piece of bark that broke off a piece of a tree, as an example. So they may only be able to lay one or two eggs in there. If we're creating an artificial habitat, and it's a beneficial habitat, we also have to just manage it and maintain it to ensure the success back to the pollinators that are going to be living there.
Sounds so fun. I just love this whole idea. And when
it is, it's like an hour. It's like an hour a year of maintenance. It really is. It's just, you open it up, you collect your cocoons, you put your cocoons away for the winter, you set your house back up, and you put your cocoons back out, and just do it all over again. And it's that easy. And what's cool is that we see that it takes about 2 to 3 years for that bee to become very micro acclimated to your specific environment, you know. So even though we're supplying all of the bees regionally and statewide, you know, so someone in New York is buying bees from us, we're giving them a New York bee. We're not giving them anything invasive, anything from anywhere else. But New York has a lot of different microenvironments. So it takes a little time for that bee to become adjusted to that environment. But, you know, once it becomes acclimated, every year you're increasing the population of your bees. And that's the goal. If we all start raising and providing habitat for these native bees, we're helping to increase we're working on global scales too now, but I mean just for the United States though, we're increasing the population of a crucial element to increase food production for the growing population here. I mean that's as raw as it gets.
I like it. It's the buzz, as they say. On the website, under the shop tab, you've got a really nice setup there because you have complete kits for easy buying, all the spring mason bee products, just the bees if you just want to buy bees, the nesting holes, all the accessories in the books, and the orchard supplies. I mean, it's pretty amazing how you put this together, and what an amazing thing that you're doing. What a great service to offer all of us gardeners that we can, with virtually minor effort and for a few dollars, this is not an expensive investment, you can just shift things. So important. I mean, the pollinators are, they're one of the most important insects that we have to think about and protect, and we've got to learn how to love them, too.
Exactly.
So who can raise these? And what I love is that you have particularized these bees to all the different regions, right?
Yes. We had to. I mean, that was just that we had to maintain the highest level of ethics, ensuring that we're truly providing a sustainable solution. You know, nothing invasive.
It's just amazing, and I think the thing that I think is so interesting is. This is a quote. It says, "We're doing something wrong with the honeybee. According to the USDA, about one mouthful in three in our food, directly or indirectly, comes from honeybee pollination. These are the foods that give our diet diversity, flavor, and nutrition. Not only will our food become increasingly bland, there will be less and less food to go around." What do you think about that? And is this something that, I mean, this is something that we can really help combat with our solitary bees?
mean, honestly speaking, and unfortunately so, they're just talking about the wrong bee. And, you know, not to attack an industry, it's just, we've just been so familiarized with it. The honeybee is the only bee that we've known to be able to manage for as far back as humans and honeybees have really honestly understood the coexistence. So that's why there's all this emphasis on the honeybee. And it's not, though. You know, what we're learning is, I mean, if you're the backyard honeybee keeper, awesome. Keep doing that. I mean, you're keeping it a very, very acclimated and very specific. You know, if you're helping local farms in your area, awesome. You know, because those bees are used to those environmental conditions. They're used to the pollen that's there. Every pollen of every flower has different allergens, you know. So, you know, you pick up a honeybee and you put it from California to North Carolina, it's not going to do that well, you know. And that's, so there's, you know, we're seeing all this colony collapse, but all this colony collapse is happening from the much larger scale, the industrialized pollination, where they're transporting the honeybees from state to state to state, and they're not giving these honeybees any downtime from pesticides. So as they pick up one pathogen from one state, as they're moved to the next state, well, they're picking up new pathogens, and you just keep hurting that population of the bee. So that's why there's all this emphasis on, you know, colony collapse and such. But when it comes down to the native bees, it is that important, though. You know, we have to focus on the protection of our native species, and knowing that the native species here is a super pollinator. You know, and not to say, let's not focus on the honeybee, but the honeybee is not a necessity to have to be used to increase organic food production and through pollination.
Right. It's an adjunct.
More magical ways.
Right. It's an adjunct. We're going to take another quick break. And for those of you who are listening, we are coming right back with more information and more of Charlie Moore. So grab a quick snack and we're coming right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera Fry, and my guest this hour is Charlie Moore, co-owner of Crown Bees, the place you can go to learn about and purchase solitary bees, including mason bees. And the website is crownbees.com, crownbees.com. Welcome back, Charlie.
So, hey, Sherry.
You were just getting into something that was really important, and which is something that you talk about, using our power as a consumer for the protection of pollinators. And what's your recommendation to people, how they can help when they're buying grass seed and flowers and things like that? Tell us what your recommendation is.
I mean, personally speaking, it's just being conscious of actually what you're buying. If this is what you're going to be, this is your personal environment. This is your backyard. This is your front yard, your side yard. If you're going to be outside in this environment, keep it as natural as possible. Keep it as organic as possible. Everything that you step on, everything that has its play, will residually have its impact to you and the environment. So the more native you can make it, the less maintenance. You know, it's so easy. It's you know, don't worry about that perfectly groomed green grass. If you plant native plants, well, it's okay if it doesn't get watered. You know why? Because it's native to that environment. It's used to that environment. You know, so it's less management, less maintenance, and it's maximized reward for you to actually enjoy your exterior environment rather than seeing it as a chore. And diversification is key. Once you start seeing the little bugs jumping around and then you start seeing a lot of native wild birds, I mean, birds are our apex predators. So if you start seeing a lot of native birds around your property, you have a pretty well-balanced environment. You should tap yourself on the back with that because that says a lot. These are little key elements that you can see. So as a consumer, whenever you go out, just realize that everything that you're putting into the ground will work its way up the food chain. So being as natural as possible would be the best bet for everything all around.
Absolutely. And that starts with seeds. You know, when you buy a seed, you certainly want to think about something that's an heirloom, that is non-GMO, that has an organic certification on it. That is very important. And also if you're buying seedlings, make sure that you buy a seedling that isn't laden already with synthetics.
Exactly.
And
even the nutrients you're providing
yes.
the plants. You
yes.
know, that, because the plants are going to be consuming those nutrients. So if you're giving it a chemical fertilizer, well, you're going to be consuming that chemical fertilizer through the food that you're planting. So
there's a lot of things that we're putting out here today. The main thing I think is that we're all in this together. We all understand that our pollinators are very important. And it's not just bees, it's other insects as well. And so we want to make sure that we're providing habitat within our own environment. It is no longer necessary to have everything straight and uniform and grass sheared down. You can add in other, you can add in flowers and vegetable gardens and orchards and habitat, not just for the bees and the birds, but also for reptiles and four-legged animals. And it certainly is a way for all of us to benefit from taking care of our environment. Tell us a little bit about this program that you have. I really love this. You have a program that you work with the gardeners to create awareness, so that they understand how to use the bees, and you've got an amazing social media going on where you have bee mail and your Twitter and your Pinterest and your Facebook, and I'm just so impressed with the way you have done all this and helping people understand how gentle and amazing these pollinating mason bees are.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, what we're trying to provide is just, we don't want, you know, we're not just trying to build a consumerism business. You know, at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we're building a business towards impact and to impact for a better society of the future. You know, and with that is we provide education. You know, when people sign up to our email, every month we're giving them little guidance and tips as to what to expect, what to see, what they can do. And, hey, guys, we just learned about this, and we're sharing this with you, you know. So as soon as we learn something and we know it's researcher-approved and it's field-applied and it's just truth of sustainable, at least as to what we know as far as today is a sustainable solution, we're going to share it with the world. And why? Let's educate towards success. You know, rather than just doing trial and error and what works, what doesn't work, economics today is so fragile. And, you know, we need to make sure that we can provide everyone at least the most ethical and honest solutions that are out there to help create a better environment.
You say, our goal is huge but doable. We will help supplement the honeybee with the overlooked but superior mason bee pollinator. But we need more of these gentle natured bees. And you have a program called Bee Gap. Tell us about that.
Yes, Bee Gap. This is gardeners adding pollinators. This one's a lot of fun. It's getting gardeners directly involved in an educational platform to turn them into just bee-raising people, to being bee-raising experts, you know, figuring out ways to optimize their own environment to be able to be the discussers to their community. Because, you know what, I am not in Wisconsin, so I don't know what's best or what would work best for Wisconsin. But, you know, a master gardener who understands the BGAP program will be able to provide all of those solutions to those inside of Wisconsin. So, and that was just as an example. You know, as we're moving forward, we're going to be building, actually, social platforms. You know, I don't want to say similar to Facebook, but ways in which people can communicate with each other, just all towards the Q's and A's of success. What works in their environment? How does it work? And just let's all together just build upon diversification of our organics.
I'm all for that, that's for sure. So how did you get to be so passionate about these bees? I mean, what was it in your life that made you shift somehow and embrace this amazing undertaking?
My children. You know, they're young. They're very young. But, you know, 3 years back, my son was just born and my daughter was, you know, only 3 years old. And you know, now I have a third child who's only 4 months old. It's them. As I sat back and I looked around, I said, wow, you know, I don't know actually what I'm feeding my children. And organic food was expensive. And I'm like, you know, there shouldn't be a disparity of wealth in order to be able to eat healthy. And there's a major global food crisis going on. This is my path. What can I do to do my involvement to impact society in a beneficial way to help towards increasing more food and the next generations to come to provide and ensure that they're in a healthy environment. They have access to good, healthy, edible food, and it's not unattainable.
No, not with guys like you, that's for sure. You know, if we don't have the bees, we won't have food. And this is an amazing undertaking that you have really become the crusader and the pioneer for. I was reading on your website where there's those, in the educational section, was talking about how the China is in a terrible situation, and we don't even realize that labor is so inexpensive there that they hire people to pollinate. And there are other countries in Africa and around the world that have no bees at all. I was just at the bee lab, at the USDA bee lab here in Tucson, Arizona, at the U of A last week, and talking to one of the bee guys, and just amazing. We've got about a minute left. What would you like to leave our audience with today?
Be conscious. Be considerate. You know, understand that we are part of nature, and we should be part of nature, and we should do our best to ensure that nature is still here in the future. You know, do your part in growing food. Remove your burden from the farmers. Even if you only grow a few percent per year of your annual consumption, doing your part would make a major impact as we move into the future.
Hear, hear. And doing our part is fun. It's loving. It creates community. It enhances our family and brings us closer to our neighbors and to our loved ones. And it's fun. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much, Charlie, for being on the show and for all the great work that you've done. And keep it up. And we're excited that you've got these wonderful solitary bees to offer to our listening audience. And you've got other bees, too, which is very exciting. We'll have to talk about that on another show, though. So thank you so much.
Sure,
and
thank you.
You bet. And for those of you who are listening, thank you also for tuning in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera. Big Fry. Make it environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. goberkey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.